Through some tough times on a global level. And we all need healing on so many levels, not just the virus, but on so many other levels as well. So this song is just kind of to bring us closer to God, I think, and to ask him to heal our land, because we know if we pray, he will hear us. He will heal our land. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I hope this can be the prayer of our hearts. Make us one.
Make us one.
Let's pray. Father, as we come before the throne of grace, we want to intercede for those who have been impacted by this current coronavirus crisis. Father, we pray for families. We pray for our first responders, our healthcare workers, our law enforcement, all of those people, Father, who are in public service, that you would protect them and watch over them. And Father, we pray for healing, not only physical healing, but spiritual and emotional healing. And Holy Spirit, I pray that as we continue to worship you, you would give us the peace that Jesus promises us as we depend on him and look to him, that he will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. I will give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
you guys want to have a seat, you can have a seat. I hope you were blessed by the music. I certainly was. First of all, I want to thank our great people who decided on their own they wanted to come out and do this today for the benefit of those listening and watching. It's a privilege to serve with them. One of the things I appreciate about the Bible, I touched on this in my devotional yesterday, is that the Bible is intensely practical. And these days, the Bible takes, I think, a bad rap. Well, I hear a lot of people saying it's antiquated or it doesn't apply for today, and it really does in a lot of ways. Martin Luther, who I've had the honor of reading a lot of his work, a lot of his theology, he once said that as air is for the necessity of life, prayer is for the necessity of the Christ follower. In other words, prayer is so important for us, especially in this day and age. We can't do without it. If we try to do without prayer, then we're trying to navigate life alone without the wisdom and the help of God and the power of God. And usually when we do that, we kind of mess it up. And so I want to encourage you this morning from James chapter 5, starting at verse 13. And I want you to hear the practicality of this. James, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, of course, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, reminds Christ followers that praying in faith is very powerful. In other words, prayer is powerful. It's as powerful as any force on the face of this earth. Doesn't mean that God is going to give us necessarily what we ask for. But it does mean that God answers all prayer, whether it's yes, no, or maybe. And anytime God answers prayer, it's always within his holy will. God is still sovereign. And so, the first thing James says, verse 13, is anyone among you in trouble? Does that apply for today? We're fighting an invisible enemy, aren't we? And we have trouble. We have never, as a country, done the things we're doing now to try to stem the flow of the COVID virus. But in any case, it's trouble. People today are concerned about their employment. They're concerned about their health. They're concerned, will they even have companies to go back to? And so it is a real time of suffering and trouble. So we will all encounter times of stress and hardship. I think we kind of get spoiled when everything goes well because we think it life goes that way and there should be no bumps in the road. Well, this is a major pothole. And you and I need to recognize that from the time we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night, you and I need to pray. And I don't mean we just pray all day, but we pray as we go through the day. You've all been shopping, you know, at the supermarkets, and you know the zoos that they've been. I mean, crowded people, so much for social distancing, right? But yet we need to practice that. But I found that when I was in the ShopRite, my stress and aggravation level kind of rose. I don't know about you. But then I got a tap on my shoulder from the Holy Spirit saying, these are people who are trying to do the best they can. Pray for them. Pray for them. And so that's what I did. I prayed for them. I want you to notice also in verse 13, this is written in command language. This is not an option for a believer. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. It's a command. It should be our automatic response. And then James takes the opposite side of this. He says, is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Well, that's what we just did, right? We sang songs of praise. And you realize that the songs of praise are just prayer to music. When David wrote the Psalms, when Asaph wrote the Psalms, and the other psalm writers wrote the Psalms, they were prayers put to music. They were prayers in both bad times and good times. And it reminded me of Matt Redman's song, I guess, Blessed Be Your Name, right? Blessed Be Your Name, when the world is at it should be, you know, all's going well. And yet the next line says, Blessed be your name in times of suffering. Well, God is still God, and we need to bless his name. We do that in prayer. The word translated sing, songs of praises here, is a command again. It means sing and keep on singing. A phenomenon in Italy, if you saw this recently, because everybody was told not to come out of their houses even in Italy, people were on their balconies singing to each other. Well, that's good for the soul. That really is good for the soul. And we need to do that. Songs of praise are or ought to be our prayers to music. I don't care if you have a good voice, a bad voice, or an in-between voice, but we all should sing. We all should sing to God. And singing has a way of lifting us up out of the worry and the concerns and the mire. And then we come to verse 14. Well, let me recap. If we're in trouble, we're commanded to pray. Second, if things are going well, we're commanded to pray through praise music, praise songs. Third, is anyone among you sick? Well, we're going to see that, unfortunately. It says, let them call for the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Can we go to the next verse too? Okay. It says, and a prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. Now, I want to stop there for a second. This is not saying that if we pray for somebody to be healed, that God's automatically going to heal them, okay? The implication of Scripture, and in fact, it says it very directly in a number of places, that when we pray, we need to seek the will of God. We need to pray in His will, not our will. There's nothing wrong with asking God to heal somebody, but I don't know what God has planned for their life. And so we commit them into the hands of God, and of course we pray for healing, but God will answer prayer either way. Either way. A prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well and raise them up. I've had the privilege of, as a pastor, to anoint some people who were going through some illnesses, along with my deacons and elders. And we've seen God do miraculous things. We really have. And yet we've seen God call some of the people home. And that's His will. So as we talk about if anyone's sick, let them pray. Illness sometimes, not all the time, illness sometimes can be caused by our own sin, can it? Right? So in the next part of that verse, it says, if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. And the next verse, please. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. And so, sometimes sin can make us ill. If you recall, David and Bathsheba, he tried to hide his sin from God. Made him physically ill for a year until he confessed it. Abuse of drugs, abuse of alcohol, whatever sin is besetting us, can have an effect on our health. Let's say we have a problem with anxiety and worry. Well, that can come out as ulcers and high blood pressure and all of that unpleasant stuff. And yet, this says if we confess sins to one another and we admit them and we know we're wrestling with them and we ask God for help, well, God can heal us. That's an incredible thing. Now, I'm not saying that you just take any old person and say, hey, I want to share with you some of my sin. The implication here is that within the fellowship with someone you trust, you can sit down and say, I'm really struggling in this area. Admit it, confess it, and pray together that the Holy Spirit will help you overcome this area. And healing will start. Some people have said to me, Pastor, well, if I keep sinning, how many times do I need to confess it? As many times as you do it. And after a while, God may give you the heart of saying, do you hear yourself? Come on, it's time to look to better things. And then there is the example of Elijah. In verse 17, it says, Elijah was a human being, as even we are. He prayed earnestly. Elijah wasn't superhuman, okay? He was a human being, just like me and you. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed to the heavens, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. You can find this story in the Old Testament. It's a powerful story. When Elijah was confronting Baal, which was a pagan god, and of course our God won. He used an ordinary man by the name of Elijah to pray for incredible things, and God answered his prayer. You know, sometimes when we look at the Bible, we really think that prayer isn't powerful. But we have to realize that Elijah was an example of a man praying for their nation, the nation of Israel. Right now, we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for healing. We need to pray for unity. We need to pray to God that he would show grace and mercy in our time of need. And I just want to end this with this quote, and we're going to look at the remainder of this next time, Lord willing, if we get together. And this is a quote. It's by the famous author, Anonymous, whoever he is. And it says, and Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on his knees. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on his knees. Prayers don't have to be fancy. They don't have to be full with these and thous. They are simply prayers that are from the heart, talking with God, talking with Jesus, as if he was sitting right beside you. Being honest with him about what you're feeling, being honest with him about your fears, your anxieties, being honest with him about honoring who he is. He's the Savior who died for us on the cross of Calvary. We didn't deserve that. He took our sin and paid the full penalty. We didn't deserve that. That's called grace. He's the one who is with us every step of the way through whatever we're going through. That includes this crisis. I want to suggest to you that from the moment we wake up, Jesus is waiting for us to be with him through prayer. And then when we go to sleep and reflect on the day, Jesus is still there, wanting us to say thank you. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the tough times. Lord, thank you for whatever, but thank you. And so my prayer for us this morning is that all of us, that the Holy Spirit will help us reaffirm the importance and the power of prayer. There's an old song. We're not going to do it this morning, but there's an old song called Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what the Lord has done. If I can amend that a little bit, I would say kind of remember some of the prayers you prayed in the past and how God answered them in a mighty way. Maybe not the way you wanted, but in a way that was best. I give him thanks and praise. I believe that God still hears prayers and answers the prayer of a righteous person, a prayer who's right with a person who's right with Jesus Christ through faith. I still believe that God can do great things through his prayer of his people. Are we willing to do a spiritual inventory today on the state of our prayer life? I'm going to ask the praise people to come up. We're going to end with one more song. So if you can hang in there. Thanks for joining us today, whether it's on Facebook or on our church website. This message will be posted, just the audio version, on our church website. And once again, I want to thank our praise people for coming and doing this. God bless you all. As we go today, remember this, that God loves you, and Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. Father, would you send us away in the power of your Holy Spirit? Help us to minister to our family. Help us to keep each other in prayer and keep contact by phone or the internet. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.